Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Paul, I'm delighted that you're joining the show this week because I think insurance is something that we all know about. We all know that we should have, but perhaps we're maybe not as good as we should be in making sure that we are insured, you know, across the board. And I think that perhaps too the pandemic has opened up another range of insurance issues that we should be looking at. First of all, though, with regards to people insurance, it's a collaboration with the credit unions. Yeah,
that's it. It's great to be with you, Carol. And people insurance is Ireland's newest and possibly a term you never hear before, probably one of the most exciting things to happen to insurance for a long time, because it's a collaboration between some of Ireland's biggest and best credit unions and some global insurers. And it's all around a very simple idea: getting people fair, affordable and easy to access insurance that really works for them. We're running for just under a year and we have home insurance, life insurance and travel insurance. But it's very different to what most people understand because it's easier and usually it's a lot cheaper.
And why or how is it easier, Paul?
So along with the credit unions, we've now made being able to get insurance really easy to access. So you can call us, you can click, or you can walk into one of your local branches and get a quote. So unlike many insurers, which you have to go online, and if you're a bit like me, you get to the end of the journey and you find, oh, after doing all of this, you've got to give us a call. You'll find the credit union far more accessible. And for many people across Ireland today, they really like that familiar face, the fact that they can go in, sit down and be able to go through a quote. Also, they've got the backup online and they've got the backup on the telephone.
But let me stress here that you don't have to be a member of a credit union to avail of the people insurance policies.
And that's part of the exciting thing that's happening. So we're bringing it to every community, but also you don't have to be a member of a credit union to get it. Every one of us can simply tap, click or call and we're more than happy to help. The great news, however, is, and you'll be pleased to know, the proceeds, the benefits of people come right back to your community. So the income is shared back with every community. If you're a member of a credit union, you'll see that in your dividend. If not, you'll still see it in your community.
So let's talk about insurance then, the types of insurance that people need to have and the pitfalls where people go wrong, because some insurance policies are very expensive.
They are. Well, one of the ones we possibly most listeners have. Let's start with the simple one, your home insurance.
Yeah.
And it becomes really important because none of us want something to happen to our home. And so that's one of the ones many of us, if you're a bit like me and you used to just renew your insurance again and again, there's three big common mistakes we all make. The first one is most of us are probably paying too much for it, Carol. The central bank came out with a report only a couple of months ago, and it said if you're a loyal customer on insurance and you renew your home insurance year after year, you're probably paying a third more than you need to. Let's put that into euro terms. If you look at your home insurance today and you're paying upwards of 400 euros, you could be paying 150 euros more than you need to for the identical policy. That was what the central bank did.
And isn't that a gasp? Because I think a lot of people, you find your insurance company and you get into this sort of sense of security. It's comfortable. It's easy to just renew. And you think, don't you, that, oh gosh, you know, to actually go out and find another insurance company is going to be timely. It's probably not going to be as cost effective. When in actual fact, Paul, what you're saying is, it is probably one of the best decisions that you make for yourself with regards to insurance.
It takes less than 3 minutes, Carol. And when we talked about what the credit unions and people have done, which is radically different, they've made the journey really simple. So it's easy to get a quote. It's not the same hassle you used to have. They've invested time and energy in speaking to thousands and thousands of members, but getting it right. And in doing so, it takes less than 3 minutes. If you have your policy today, even just to check the price, if you like it, then it's very easy to move. The second common mistake most of us make is we tend to just copy the values from the old policy if we are changing. So we look at the rebuild value. Now, if you're a bit like me and you haven't checked the value of your house out in the last couple of years, we're probably underinsured because, as we all know, whether you want a plumber or get your windows done or even tiling at home, the cost of work, getting a workman, the cost of materials has gone right the way up. So it's worth just every couple of years checking the rebuild value of your home. Now, that's not the money, the price that you put in for LPT. The rebuild value, that's really easy to check. Most insurance companies have a link on their website that allows you to calculate the value of rebuilding it. Or go onto the Chartered Surveyors website in Ireland and they have a ready reckoner that will help you.
Okay. So other forms of insurance, Paul, that people should have?
I think, and I hope, In 2022, we all get a break. We all need it. And so if you're looking at booking your travel insurance in 2022, most of us tend to do it pretty early in the year and we travel during the summer months. So travel insurance, very important. A key one to look out for, Carol, as standard, make sure your travel insurance has COVID built in. So you don't need to pay anything extra. And there's two things you need with COVID cover. One, that covers you or your family before you travel, just in case anything happens. And secondly, it's got all of the covers that you need if actually something happens while you're on holidays. So travel's very important. A key tip on this, if you're booking your holiday earlier in the year, we're checking out annual multi-trip policies. A number of people, or most of us, would tend to avoid those. We would only book the holiday cover just a week or two before we go. But if you do have an annual policy, and there's great deals going right now on that type of cover, actually, it covers you for the interim period. So should anything happen to you in March, April or May, well before your travel is due to occur, you're still insured.
Yeah, and that's a really good one to have. Yeah, I mean, you brought up there COVID and the pandemic, Paul. I mean, I'm sure that has changed the insurance landscape somewhat. I know a lot of people now would be working from home. Is insurance an area that they should be looking at? Now, I understand that they probably need to have perhaps a conversation with their employers. So that brings corporate insurance into it, which is another subject. But is it something that people should be aware of, that maybe this is worth investigating?
Yes, absolutely. Using your home during COVID, and also we may be doing a lot more of that going forward as a home office, becomes an important part of what you need to be covered for. The good news is that actually the insurance industry, we're now looking to change your standard home insurance so that you can use your home for a certain percentage of work use. Mm. But once it doesn't become the majority of work use, and you will be asked a question as you look at your new renewals in 2022, you'll be asked a little question about that as you go forward. So I think we will be addressing that in the home insurance area so that we ensure you're safeguarded. The second thing that's rather interesting, Carol, is we're seeing a big increase in life insurance and a demand for life insurance, not just necessarily from young couples who have just got married or young families, but also now from people who are more middle-aged and moving on in years. And it's great to see that from a life industry perspective, we're still insuring people up to the age of 91. So it's never too late.
Never too late. Never too late. Okay, well, Paul, if anybody wants to find out any more information, is it just a case of popping into your local credit union? I'm sure there's a website that people can go to find out more as well.
Pop along to your local credit union, people.ie, that's P-E-O-P-L without the E. Or alternatively, you can call us on 0818 121 121.
Certainly worth making sure that you dot the I's and cross the T's, because with insurance, sometimes it's only when it's too late that we realise, gosh, I should have looked into that earlier. So just do a little bit of homework, and in fact, let People Insurance do the homework for you and you're covered.
That's great, Carol. And always work with a brand that you trust. People like credit unions, I'll leave you with this one last thought. The majority of people who got their insurance from People in 2021 are actually getting their home insurance cheaper in 2022. And that's the first time you've probably heard that in insurance.
Indeed, well, you can't say no to that, can you? Paul Walsh, CEO of People Insurance. Paul, thank you very much for joining us on the show this week.
Thank you, Carol.